Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Three teenagers are dead, one critically injured, after a car crash in Bucks County last night. KYW's Sunny Morgan has the latest.
Police in Warrington Township say the crash happened around 9:30 on Friday as a Toyota Camry with four teenagers inside traveled eastbound on Bristol Road, not far off Easton Road. According to Daniel Friel, chief of police for the Warrington Township Police Department, a Ford Explorer was heading westbound when the Toyota Camry drove toward a downward slope on Bristol Road.
At some point, the Camry crested the hill and apparently lost control and started veering to the westbound lane, and there was an angle collision with the brunt of the damage being on the passenger side. The fire company had to extradite the occupants out of the vehicle.
Friel says three teenage boys, including the 15-year-old driver, a 16-year-old, and an 18-year-old passenger died at the hospital. The fourth passenger, a 14-year-old boy, is in extremely critical condition.
And we don't know why or how. We do have a couple witnesses that did see that. There was one behind the Explorer that saw the vehicle coming, and there was nothing they could do.
Officials say the driver of the SUV was not injured. Police are still investigating. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man is dead after a hit and run in North Philadelphia early this morning. Philadelphia police say it happened at 1 a.m. on Girard Avenue, just a block off Broad Street. A black SUV was traveling eastbound when it made a U-turn into the westbound lane, hitting a 60-year-old man who was standing in the middle of the street. Authorities say the SUV then fled westbound without stopping. The man was taken to the hospital where he died 40 minutes later. He's been identified as Kevin Williams. Police continue to investigate. The clock starts again for SEPTA, which now has two more weeks to complete fire inspections on regional rail cars. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the details.
The Federal Railroad Administration has granted SEPTA's request for a two-week extension of the deadline to inspect its fleet of 223 Silverliner 4 railcars. A little more than half of the fleet has been inspected so far. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says this gives the transit agency until November 14th.
We are confident that we can finish these inspections in that time. We're going to continue working diligently around the clock.
The FRA is also giving SEPTA until December 5th to install thermal protection units to provide an alert if a train's electrical systems run too hot. Bush says these developments allow SEPTA to slowly put more cars into service.
It's going to be gradual improvements, but we do expect our rail car availability to improve, and that's going to improve service for our customers.
In the meantime, SEPTA is continuing to try to buy or lease cars from other transit agencies. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A firefighter was hurt, four others injured, and more than 100 people are now displaced after an apartment fire in Gloucester Township, Camden County, early this morning. Authorities say the fire call came in around 2:15 a.m., and police officers and firefighters responded to the Autumn Ridge apartment complex, finding heavy smoke coming from one of the complex buildings. Eight fire engines from across South Jersey responded to the scene. More than 100 people had to be evacuated from the 40 apartment units in that complex. Five people were hurt, including a firefighter who sustained minor burns and is listed in stable condition. An evacuated resident is critical. Three others listed in stable condition. All residents are now displaced. They are being helped by the Red Cross and the Office of Emergency Management. The fire brought under control just before 6:20 this morning. The Camden County Fire Marshal is investigating the cause of the blaze. SNAP funding for approximately 42 million Americans ran out today, but a pair of federal judges ruled yesterday that the Trump administration must tap into a contingency fund to continue making SNAP payments. However, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says,
if the underlying program is funded, it's called a contingency fund, and by law, contingency fund can only flow when the underlying fund is flowing.
During previous government shutdowns, however, including one during the first Trump administration, SNAP benefits had never gone unfunded. In the meantime, states are stepping in across the country to try to fill the gap. Delaware Governor Matt Meyer declaring a state of emergency to access more state funds. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro signing a disaster declaration to free up money for food banks. And New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy declared a state of emergency effective this morning to provide $42.5 million for food pantries across the Garden State. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker announcing a plan today for the nearly 500,000 city residents who may go without SNAP benefits this month. The One Philly SNAP Support Plan will deliver $14 million for food distribution across the city. $7 million coming from the Parker administration, $1 million from the state, $6 million from various charities. And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.